The report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 620.5, is up 1.5. July wheat at 616.75 is up 2.75. Soft May wheat, 567.5, down 1.5. July, 573.75, down 1.75. March corn, 426.5, up 1.5. July, 439.25, up 3/4. December, 447.5, up 1/2. March soybeans, 1273.5, down 7. July, 1245.75, down 4. November, 1108.75, down 1/4. March soybean meal, 414.70, down 1.80. March soybean oil, 37.88, down 22. February live cattle, 141.55, unchanged. January feeder cattle, 169.40, down 40. February lean hogs, 85.47, and they are down 50.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Interesting market in that if you look at the corn market, it certainly, technically speaking, has all the makings of a down flag, and we have seen maybe a reversal off that down flag. And if that technical indicator is as advertised, we should see some more upward follow-through and maybe a springboard to slightly higher prices. Will we get it?
I knew you were heading to ask a question like that. Will we get it? Well, you know, if you look at the March corn, we've been range-bound, basically, other than the one deep dip that we took the day before, the day of the report, between the 420 and the 440 range. So we're in the bottom end of the range. I would expect that we will certainly try. You know, if you look at a daily, just today we've tested the 40 day and the 50 day, and we haven't gotten any place. So we'll have to see. We need to close above those to be able to do that. I think that it's more corn's action is probably more attached to what wheat is doing and, of course, what beans are doing. You know, we do have, we had very heavy spreading that went on where they bought beans, sold corn, bought beans, sold wheat. And I think we've seen reversals after yesterday's big push down out of some of those. So that's supporting us, but the weather is supporting wheat, and let's hope that that we continue to see that. Corn has certainly had a tough time. If we do break the 420 range, you know, then we're again in the game for that 406.
You mentioned the wheat market and how it is influencing the corn market. And certainly since last November, the wheat market has been beat up on the Chicago Board of Trade. And we're continuing to look for a bottom in this wheat market. By U.S. standards, July at 573.5 is plenty cheap. Unfortunately, there's a lot of wheat in the world, and by world standards, it's not so cheap, and we only got just a little bit of the trade out of Egypt last week, and more wheat is coming out of the Black Seas region and other places.
Well, that's true. You know, we are seeing what appears to be a little bit of a bottoming going on in wheat. I think it's related to how tough this winter has been on the hard red. And that, of course, will support Chicago somewhat. We're also seeing a little bit of the lifting of some of the shorts. You know, we've had a record short position in wheat, and all of us have been just sitting here waiting and saying, you know, short covering is going to come along here sometime. What's it going to take to get it? Well, I think basically we need a purchase to come in from China. We haven't seen many purchases from China, where we had seen a lot of purchases from China in the final quarter. And so I think that a purchase from China would do it. And China's making noise, like that's a good possibility. So I don't know. Part of the relationship too, Dave, is the fact that we've got the dollar at 81. Anytime we've seen the dollar get above 80, it's much tougher for us to compete out on the world market. And yet, I'm encouraged. We saw Russia come in and buy some intervention grain again for the first time in a long time, and it was mostly wheat. So that tells me that not everything is wonderful there yet either. So I guess we're going to have to wait and see. But I would expect that we should see some type of a bounce, or have the possibility of a bounce maybe coming in the next month or so.
Turn our attention to the soybean market, which has now followed through to the downside after yesterday's 30-cent collapse. What do we make here?
Yeah. Well, you know, we have now surpassed what we gained last week. We gained 38 last week. You know, we're down more than that now. Part of it, of course, was the rain in Argentina. There's no question about that. And you knew that we were going to see some type of profit-taking after that big move up last week. So I'm not too surprised by that. The big key here will be, can we stay above last week's low? And that was 1266.5. So far we've gone down to 1272. I think if we maintain above that for the rest of the week, then we've got an opportunity to bounce back up. But I think that just in general, you have to believe that there's probably a few more people who have decided, well, you know, we'll take some profits, we'll walk, or people who got long at the top and are now being pressed out because of margin calls. You know, on the November side of things, and November's really having very much of an inside week, just trying to figure out what it wants to do. You know, we got within a penny of last week's high so far, and it just doesn't know. It's only given back about 10 cents. So I think that it just says, well, we might be seeing a little bit of the spread and winding going on there too, you know, where we had bought nearbys and sold deferreds. And so the market is just trying to find some type of direction. You know, it's exploring is what it's doing. Price direction is what the market's all about.
30-cent move is more than the potential for weather that we've been talking about ad nauseum for a while. You have to wonder if there are cancellations that the public is not yet aware of out of China. You got to wonder if we're technically in a position where it's loaded up to test 1262. What do you think?
Well, I think the possibility is certainly there. I think one of the things that's interesting, you know, you look at China. China comes out and yesterday said, no, we're not going to build any more reserves,
right,
which hurt us too. And today they came back out and said they're going to import more corn and beans due to domestic demand. So, you know, because the market is driven so much by perception, that certainly didn't help anything. But I think that the key this week, Dave, is going to be exports. And that it'll be key to both beans as well as corn, but especially to corn, because it's going to tell us, can we sell corn at these levels? We know we were selling corn strong right before the report on the day that we were down so hard. So I think that the market is going to be tentative until we get into that tomorrow.
We did get the sale to Japan.
Right, which is a good thing. You know, we need anything we can possibly get. There's no question about that.
Thank you much, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn, 425.5 up a half. July, 438 down a half. December, 446.5 down a half. March soybeans, 1274.25 down 6.25. July, 1246.5 down 3.25. November, 1110 up 1. March soybean meal, 414.70 down 180. March soybean oil, $38 down 10 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.